A district court judge in Carson City has ruled a controversial ballot initiative aimed at banning sanctuary cities in Nevada too confusing to move on to a statewide vote. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
The initiative in question would have made it illegal for municipalities in Nevada to designate themselves as sanctuary communities, and cities and counties would have to work with federal immigration officials regardless of the situation. But in a decision Friday, Judge James Russell ruled that the petition leading to a proposed constitutional amendment was excessively broad with potentially misleading wording. It was a move that was hailed as a victory by the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada. Amy Rose is the group's legal director.
When you have an anti-sanctuary city policy like this, people start to be afraid to talk to the police because they see the police as immigration enforcement. So they won't report crimes or they won't become a witness in something because they're afraid that they're going to get taken away by ICE.
The initiative was backed by Republican state senator and candidate for lieutenant governor Michael Roberson of Las Vegas. In a statement, Roberson expressed disappointment in the judge's decision, but that he, quote, had not yet begun to fight and that he looked forward to presenting his case to the Nevada Supreme Court. Former Washoe County Sheriff Mike Haley was one of the plaintiffs challenging the initiative. He says killing it will ultimately help law enforcement.
If an entire community shuts down because they're going to be exposed or they believe they're going to be exposed beyond their willingness to help you, then it does no good for public safety. It prevents public safety from protecting the very society that we've sworn to protect.
Nevada does not currently have any sanctuary cities. However, Reno has identified itself as a welcoming city, meaning everyone will be treated equally under the law. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.